The Trump administration has cut U.S. aid to the Palestinians with one big exception, the Palestinian security forces in the West Bank. Even as fighting has broken out between Israel and militants in the Gaza Strip, these forces have helped keep the West Bank largely calm. NPR's Daniel Estrin visited a training base in the West Bank to find out more about them.
And all these special forces guys in masks just ran out of their cars with guns pointed, and they're handcuffing and arresting the suspect, throwing him into an unmarked car.
This is a drill by an elite unit of the Palestinian security forces. Their job is to secure their own areas and make sure Palestinians don't attack Israelis. They were established during peace talks in the 90s, and the U.S. sponsors them. The U.S. built this training base in the desert hills of Jericho. And a three-star U.S. general is stationed in Jerusalem to support the forces. Neri Zilber is an adjunct fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Security is the essential component for any diplomatic progress. That's why the investment was made to professionalize the security forces over the past decade. And the results speak for themselves.
Despite some recent attacks, violence in the West Bank has been lower overall in recent years. Palestinian officials and the Israeli military share intelligence and coordinate their movements. The U.S. sees this as crucial to Israeli security. But in October, Congress passed a law that would cut funding to these forces unless the Palestinian Authority compensates American victims of terror attacks. The administration could seek to still keep the money flowing. But the forces face a lot of criticism among their own people. For one, they've committed abuses, arresting government critics, some of whom say they've been tortured. And they're criticized for taking U.S. money in the first place, says analyst Zilber.
They're the only ones still getting U.S. money from a Trump administration that's not viewed very favorably in Palestine. It only reinforces domestically for the Palestinian security forces this image, the slur that they're only collaborators.
In other words, some Palestinians think the forces do Israel and America's bidding. Forces spokesman Hafez Arifai defends their job.
We are preparing for the establishment of the Palestinian state. We're preparing elite groups, security people, in order to have everything ready by the time the Palestinian state is formed.
That argument is getting harder to make to many average Palestinians who question whether they'll ever get their own country. Israel's occupation of the West Bank has lasted 51 years and counting. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu argues Israel can never totally leave the land because it can't depend on the Palestinian security forces. He spoke to NPR recently.
The bulk of the security operations is done by us. We have, say, information about a terrorist cell in one of the Palestinian towns. We would call up typically the Palestinian security authorities and say, why don't you take care of it? Very often the answer that comes back is, no, you take care of it. It's not comfortable for the Palestinians to deal with their own people.
Retired Israeli Brigadier General Shlomo Brom says, of course the Palestinians prefer Israel carry out some of these operations so they don't look like an Israeli contractor. As a researcher at the Israeli Institute for National Security Studies, he meets with Israeli and Palestinian security officials, and he's convinced the Palestinian forces would be capable of handling security in a future state.
So in principle, they can do it. Now it's very difficult to convince the Israelis to trust that they will have the motivation to do it.
At the base in Jericho, Palestinian servicemen stand in formation and get certificates for completing a training course. 31-year-old service member Mahmoud Hawamdeh says he is proud to serve.
I want to defend my people to create a united front until our country is liberated.
Palestinians say if their forces stop believing that independence is on the horizon, they won't be motivated to continue doing their job of helping Israel police the West Bank. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jericho.